Alright. You're listening to Radio Statler. This is Nick Gott. I'm here with Johnny Christmas.
How you doing? I'm still here.
Yeah.
I've been in this booth for hours.
We've just been sitting here watching Chelsea's talk. I don't know if you want to give any reaction at this point.
I was very surprised. I think it helped having a friend on stage interviewing her.
Yeah.
I loved how candid and relatively irreverent she was. She's clearly very relaxed up there. Clearly being open and emotionally available.
Yeah.
It was great. This is my 18th year of going to Hopes, more or less, and I think that was definitely my top three favorite keynotes that I've seen here. And honestly, I'm usually not a huge politics fan, which is odd for someone who's a fan of Hope, given that this is a massively political conference.
Yeah.
It's almost like if you had to create a human being out of all the aspects of Hope, Chelsea Manning is who you'd probably end up with.
Yeah.
Socio-political, semi-anarchist, extremely technical.
Yeah.
And has strong opinions and leanings towards specific technical aspects,
right.
Like preferred coding languages for specific.
Yeah.
Types of projects, while at the same time, like having run for senator.
Yeah.
We famously have people here who run for political office.
Yeah.
Sometimes on the radio. Sometimes they assault us. sometimes they verbally assault Chelsea Manning in the question and answers section.
A little bit, yeah.
And so that was really freaking cool. I don't think that Hope could have found a better keynote, regardless of the fact that Chelsea is topical right now.
Right.
Who was our keynote last year? Was last year Snowden or was that Ellsberg?
I think last year was Ellsberg.
I've been to too many of these. I think you're right. I think last year we did David Ellsberg. So it's like, oh, well, so we had Snowden and then Ellsberg and then now Chelsea Manning. Are we just, we're on like a whistleblower streak? Is this getting to be just uninteresting, boring old hat? It's like, oh, yeah, and then for keynote, they're just going to have some whistleblower.
Right.
But no, that was, it was super interesting. I very much like the fact that she would escape from the political talk and get lost in discussions of cryptography, of coding.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. And projects that had nothing to do with politics whatsoever. And I think that was overall fantastic. Oh, she and she's here. So I'm going to step away for a moment to go introduce myself, and we're going to get her on the air momentarily.
Sounds good. Yep. I'm just gonna sit here and talk, I guess. The thing that struck me most about her talk was the focus on empathy. That was really something that I think not a lot of people have focused on, especially in the political landscape of, I'm going to go around and not promise things because I don't want to be a jackass, things along those lines. It was really fantastic. It was really interesting. IRC, if you guys have anything to say, let us know what your thoughts were. I'm just sitting here talking at this point because there's a lot of commotion going around trying to see if Chelsea, we can get Chelsea in for an interview. That would be fantastic. There's lots of commotion outside. I'm just sitting here by myself talking. How are you guys doing, IRC? Having a good day? I hope you're having a good day. All right. I am going to leave you with some music, and we'll be back in a few minutes.